morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. This church body, led by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and is a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost. A common thread running through our readings today is that the law of God condemns everyone because no one is able to keep it perfectly. But we are released from the guilt of sin and the condemnation of the law by the perfect life and sacrifice of Christ given to each believer living in the new life of the Spirit. It is God's free gift to all who believe. St. Paul lays out the relationship between the law, sin, and God's grace in today's reading from Romans 7. Following the reading, we reflect on the words of St. Paul as we listen to the hymn setting, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," performed by the Comer Corps from Concordia University, Wisconsin.
A reading from the seventh chapter of St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome. "Or do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives? Thus a married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives, but if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she will be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, and if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve not under the old written code, but in the new life of the Spirit. What then shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. I would not have known what it is to covet, if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.' But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. Apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died. The very commandment that promised life proved to be death to me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me and through it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Did that which is good, then, bring death to me? By no means. It was sin, producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure."
Thank you.
Our gospel reading for today may seem to contradict the message of the angels announcing the birth of Jesus to the shepherds. But we need to consider what true peace is. It is much deeper than freedom from personal or political conflict. It can come only as a fruit of the Spirit, faith, and the solid hope we have in our eternal salvation. The sword that Jesus is talking about is the division between those who follow him, the way of life, and those who follow Satan, the way of the world and death. The concluding verses of our reading, speaking of the reward to be received, must not be understood as a payment for acts done. Good works are possible only as a result of or fruit of faith, which is a gift of the Spirit. They do nothing on their own to earn any of our salvation.
A reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward."
Hark, I hear the harps eternal ringing on the farther shore, as I near those swollen waters with their deep and solemn roar. Alleluia, 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 praise the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, return, alleluia. And my soul sing the songs of the living as the sunlight of the light of day passes swiftly o'er those waters to the city far away.
Hallelujah! Glory to the great I Am. Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is welcome and a blessing to us all. Our Sunday worship service begins at 9 a.m., with Bible class and Sunday school for all ages at 10:30. multiple opportunities for small group Bible studies and other activities occur throughout the week. Please contact the church office at 574-896-2025 for more information. Of particular interest, Vacation Bible School will soon be here. VBS will be Monday, July 10th through Friday, July 14th from 9 until 11:30 a.m. Children in preschool through 5th grade are invited to join in for a week of songs, Bible stories, snacks, crafts, and games. You can register a child online or find forms at the church. A supersized VBS for kids in 6th grade through high school will happen in the St. Peter Youth Room July 9th through the 13th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran look forward to meeting you. Glory to the great I Am. Amen.